Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. The reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. The 11 disciples went to Galilee to the mountain to which Jesus had ordered them. When they saw him, they worshipped, but they doubted. Then Jesus approached and said to them, All power in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Teach them to observe all that I have commanded you. And behold, I am with you always, until the end of the age. Gospel of the Lord. Alleluia, Alleluia, Alleluia. Go and teach all nations, says the Lord. I am with you always until the end of the world. This is my disciples. Go and teach all nations. I think this teach doesn't mean to teach theology. This teach is by example. Example of the gospel. Example of the life of Jesus. The life of Jesus, nothing else but to love, to share his divinity with human, being. Through Eucharist, he shares life with us. Through the sacrament of confession, forgiving our sins, we thank the Lord that we are all called to not only follow him, to spread this good news towards our neighbor. First of all, we have to live the spirit of the gospel. We have to live like Jesus. No matter where we go, where we work as Jesus would have lived, would have worked over there. In the spirit of openness, in the spirit of forgiveness. When you live the gospel, when we live the spirit of the gospel, the Holy Spirit is working through us. Many of our catechumens, they share the experience where they want to come to church, to know the Catholic Church, because they saw the good example of the friends, of the relatives. It's Jesus worked through us. Jesus sent us to be his disciples into every corner. Not just speak with words, but speak with our actions. Unconditional love. Always being the first one to love. Is one of the things that we have bear in mind. Not at times, talk to Jesus from heart to heart. He's waiting. He's by our side. He said, I am with you until the end of the world. Even he stayed with us on a daily basis. Jesus is faithful. He's expecting our response. Ask Jesus to give us the strength to believe, first of all, that he stays with us. That we are called with the mission, the same mission as he has, to bless the world, to save the world through our offering our little sacrifice together with Jesus, so that people, all people may share this unconditional love of Jesus on the cross. We are one with him. He prayed for us already in the Last Supper. He prayed, Father, that all may be one. This oneness, not only by name, but by action. Jesus called us in all the particular space, particular place or work with the Spirit of Christ, so that we be his true disciple. We thank the Lord, we are all called to follow him, go into all the corner of the world and spread the good news. Thank you, Jesus.